So this year is going to be an introduction, Imritz Hashem, to a sugya that'll take us a little bit of time. And my goal for today is just to touch on some of the concepts, some of the sources that'll engage the poskim, the Rishonim, the poskim, the Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, about the question of bedikos. Does a woman have to make a bedika? How often does she have to make a bedikah? We're more familiar to the bedikos during the Zayin Nikiyah. That's classic. But it could very well be that a woman has to make bedikos much more frequently, even not during Zayin Nikiyah. So we start with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph of an Aleph. I hope you got a chance to see at least some of the Makomos. And the Mishnah says the following. This Mishnah establishes bedikos as a takonas chachamim for a woman who is osekes betaros. So we're going back in time. A woman comes in contact with trumos, with taros, and the question is, do we assume that she's tmeah and therefore she was metami the truma? Truma tmeah is ton srefa. And in those days, also, even as far as Chulin is concerned, they were Shomer, Chulin, Mitara, not everyone, but many. So that in the case of a woman who sees Dam, obviously, from that moment on, if she comes in contact with Taros, she's Mitami the Taros. That's not an issue. The question is there some sort of halacha of retroactive? Do we assume that the Dam was caught up in the Beis HaChitzon, and maybe during the last period of time, she was already Tmeya, because the Dam in Beis HaChitzon is Metame. She only saw the Dam today, but maybe she already was Tmeya yesterday. So that's the subject of the first Mishnah in Masechet Nida, and that's called Daya Shaita. And Daya Shaita, which is a reference, and we have to be very careful here, to an Isha Sheyeshla Veses, means that we don't call him Afreya, but rather Mikano Lahava. In the case of an Isha She'ela Veses, there's no Aloch of Daya Shaita, we go back either to Me'es Leis, which is 24 hours earlier, or to a last Bedika. So if a last Bedika took place within the past 24 hours, then if she found herself to be Tahora that Bedika, then everything's fine up to that bedika, but from that bedika on, let's say if she made the bedika 12 hours ago, so any taros that she came in contact with in the last 12 hours will be tmeis. That's called an isha she'ela veses. But our discussion now is about an isha she'yeshla veses, and there the halach of daya shaita means die. It's enough that she becomes a tmeya from now, shaita from now and on, mikanu lahava. So that any taros that she came in contact with subsequent to finding the dam nida are tmeos. We're not going to apply the principle of that maybe the dam was hung up somewhere in the Beis HaChitz and she didn't see it, and she was tmeo l'mafreya retroactively from an earlier period of time. That doesn't apply because of the principle that we discussed in great length, orach bizmano ba, if she has a veses kavua, therefore we assume that only at the time of her veses will she see and not before. And yet the Mishnah says, despite the fact that this woman is not metame taros until such time as she sees the dam, nevertheless there was a takana that was instituted by the Chachamim, and the Mishnah says, afal pisha omru daya shaita, sricha lios bodekes. And we're going to see soon that chiyuv bedika min rabbanon applies on a daily basis, and not alone once daily, but twice daily. So that the bedika that she makes, let's say in the morning, will cover her for the past 12 hours before that, if she finds herself to be tahor, obviously, and the bedika that she makes in the evening will cover the 12 hours before that during the daytime hours. She needs a bedika arvis v'shachris. So just imagine, Ramos, if you close your eyes, you know, and take a time machine back to the time when women, you know, were oskos betaros and betruma. Imagine what went on over here. The Mishnah establishes that she made a bedika twice daily. every single day, so that, you know, with all our kind of inhibitions about, you know, forcing or requiring Isha to make bedikos, and we want to, in a sense, you know, the poskim try to cut down the bedikos as much as they can, but we should know that back in the day when there was, you know, truma and there was taros, it was very strict. So that's called tzricha lios bodekes chutz min anida. Oh, now during the zayin yomim of nida, let's go back to the doraisa halacha. So then, whether she sees dam during those zayin yomim or she doesn't see dam, that's totally irrelevant, correct? Because she's a nida for 7 days, even if she doesn't see any dam. So there's no point to that bedika during that period of time, because obviously any contact that she has with trumos or with taros is going to be metame, because even if she doesn't see dam, once she sees that first dam, again, we're not talking about Yimei Ziva and Yud Alf Yom, we're just talking about a classical nida, so then all the dam is tame. On the other end of the she's tame without dam. On the other end of the spectrum, we have Yosheves al Dam Tar. That's a woman who gave birth. And even if she sees Dam, the Dam is not Matame. Whether it's X number of days in the case of a Zohar, and Y number of days in the case of an Akeva, that's called Yosheves al Dam Tar. So with the exception of those two cases, if a woman is Osekis Pitaros, the Mishnah establishes that she has to make Bendigos. And why is that? Because we're afraid that she might be tmeya, and this is a chumra in tuma v'tara as far as taros and truma is concerned. We want to be very, very machbid for trumos. How would this impact on a woman who's about to have relations with her husband, l'tashmish? I mean, after all, we certainly have to be worried. You know, if you're worried about Tuma Vitara and things like Trumos, okay, I'm not saying that Truma is light, you know, it's a very heavy issue in Halacha, but still, it doesn't shine a candle to the possibility, Chas V'Shalom, that she's a Nida at the time that she has Tashmish. So if you're already making this institution of requiring her Bedikos, then what about at the time of Tashmish? So now the Mishnah goes on and extends the original Takana. And that takana is that an isha who's osekis b'taros, she needs bedika b'shas tashmish in baila. So this is the first precedent that we have that a woman before tashmish needs bedika. And the Mishnah establishes that mishameshes b'edim. He has here b'edim. I don't know. I know it as edim. So I'm not.
Edim are humans. Edim are pieces of cloth.
Oh, okay. So what we used to call it an aid bedika. I don't know, maybe they changed that to an id.
He has aidim.
He has aidim. Okay, so at least I'm on the same boat with who's that, Rabbi Steinsaltz? Okay, he's a good Jew. Okay, fine. In any event, whether you call it aidim or idim, you'll take your choice. But what does it mean that she's mishameshes be'edim? So we taught aidim means sedinim, means some sort of cloth, and she needs both a bedika before tashmish and a bedika liachar tashmish. We're going to soon discuss whether he needs a bedika. Now, obviously, if he needs a bedika, then we're talking about which bedika, before tashmish or after tashmish? After tashmish. Before tashmish, you know, his, with all due respect, his bedika is meaningless. But as far as she's concerned, we're talking about a bedika before tashmish, and perhaps that's the main bedika, most important bedika. That's going to be the Shita Sarif. But again, that's way far in advance. I don't know anything about the Rif. And the Bedika Liachar Tashmish. Now, Bishleim, I understand she needs a Bedika Lifnei Tashmish. That's going to establish that she's Muteris Labaila. But why does she need a Bedika Liachar Tashmish? And the answer to that question is we're back to Trumas and Taros, because Chazal were afraid that the Tashmish itself could bring upon her a nida situation. And now the Bedika Liachar Tashmish is going to accomplish two goals. Number one, it's going to accomplish a goal that hopefully she didn't see, she was Tahora, and therefore she can now continue to be Osekes Petaros. Okay? And number two, it's going to convince us and establish that she was not a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. because that's going to be a whole sugya unto itself. If a woman sees dam machmas tashmish, what's the din lebaila? And does she establish chazaka if that happens three times, and so forth and so on. However, in the case of tashmish, the Mishnah establishes that there are two exceptions to the rule in which she doesn't need a bedika. And that's number one, Yosheves al dam toar, that we saw, because that dam, in any event, is not mitami, nor the taros, nor baila. And number two, bisula shedomea tahorim. A woman after bila rishona, we assume that her dam is dam besulin, up to a certain point, let's say for 4 days, whatever it is. Or whether it's 4 days or for bios, again, they have to know the sugis of dam machmas psulin. But in any event, that dam is not part of the dam of the kosle arechem. It doesn't come from the makar, it comes from a separate membrane, we'll call it, for lack of a better word, a certain part of the body which is called besulin. And therefore, it's not mitami. So there's no point to require any sort of a bedika for this woman, because even if she finds dam in the worst case scenario, we're going to assume that's how the halacha operates, that dam is dam machmas besulin, and therefore it's not mitame. Now there are a few points that I want to make in terms of Rashi. First of all, what we have to note here is that according to Rashi's shita, when it says in the Mishnah, "Umishameshes bi'edim," which means that she needs a bedika not just in the morning to clarify the taras that she had contact with yesterday, or the evening to clarify and establish the taras that she had contact with during the course of the day, but even b'shas tashmish, and we said before tashmish and afterwards, says Rashi, that halacha is only applicable to a woman who's osekes b'taras. And we're going to see that Rashi is very consistent with this. In other words, you might have mistakenly read this Mishnah, Umeshameshes, B'edim, as if it's a new paragraph. You know, press the return button and it's a whole new sugya. And the Mishnah is now addressing every woman, Labaila, even if she's not Osekis Pitaros, Rashi Shita. And you can take a look at this in many places. We're going to see this Rashi over and over again, that we're talking specifically, and you look here at Rashi Mishamesh, specifically about a woman who is Osekis Betara. But Isha She'ena Osekis Betara, Eina Tzricha Bedika Labaila Klal. And Rashi is going to base himself on a sugya on Daf Yud Beis, which Amir Tzashem we have for today. Another point that Rashi makes, which is very important, in the same Dibra Maschil, is that when the Mishnah establishes that she has to make a bedika before and after Tashmish, the Mishnah is referring to even a case of an Isha Sheyesh La Veses. And that's a big chiddush, because you and I might think that if we're anticipating that maybe she's going to have dam, that makes sense if you're talking about an Isha She'ein La Veses. So we're going to see how Rabbi Meir goes wild about an Isha She'ein La Veses. She's the most, we have to have the most sympathy for such a woman who doesn't have a Veses. But in the case of an Isha She'eish La Veses, where the Chazaka tells me that she's going to have Dam only B'shas Vesta, so again, you might require a Bedika B'shas Vesta or Samach La Vesta, that I understand. But for every Bia during the course of her life, she has to make a Bedika. And Rashi says yes, even though Yesh La Veses. And once again, we have to emphasize that the two Rashis fit into one pattern. It's a package deal. Since Rashi holds that the entire Mechayev of this Takana and requiring her to do Bedik is all based on what? On Taros. Therefore, they went all the way with Taros. And they assumed once they made this Chiv Bedik and Taros, we're going to transfer that over to Baila. Tashmish, that's called Migu, and it's Migu. Once they established a Chiyu Bedika for Taros, which again Rashi holds that they never established a Chiyu Bedika if there was no Taros, just Labaila, that institution doesn't exist. Not Midaraisa, not Midarabana, it's not on the radar screen. But once it's on the radar screen, as far as her daily or twice daily Bedikos, they extended this to Baila. And once it's an extension of the halacha, the takana of bedik letaros, to the same extent that every woman requires, by virtue of this takana, if she's osekes betaros, a daily bedika, so too every woman requires a bedika letashmish if she's osekes betaros. And that means whether or not she has no veses, or even if she has a veses, in all cases, Rashi's of the opinion that this takana is activated, and she needs a bedika before and after tashmish.
Did Rashi say that it's a woman who's a second spitaros that she has to do
that? I don't know. We'll get to it later. I'm going to show you over and over in Rashi's, but let me just, if you don't mind, Yechiel, just because this is just an introduction, we're not going to read all the Rashi's inside. Some of them we'll try to read inside. If I can just give you a little bit of an overview of what's going on. Now, Rabosai, where does Rashi know, where does he take it as a definite, that the entire halacha bedika formulated in our Mishnah is only referring to an Isha Shosekes Vitaros? So that's a Gemara here on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph of an Aleph. Let's see if we can find. I'm sorry. On the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph of an Beit. So, what do we have over here? We have a Mishnah that says that, again, just to quote the Mishnah, Upamayim tzricha lios bodekes v'shachris ubein hashmoshes. Correct? So the Gemara picks this up towards the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And that should be on your Marmakomos list, I believe the second Marmakom. Am I correct?
Yes.
I didn't skip anything. I just want to go to stay there. Because again, there are so many different sugyas here. The main challenge is to sort of
organize it.
Yeah, because this is a classical Talmud Bavli, Balul min HaKol, Chazal say. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel Lo Shanu Ela Letaros. When the Mishnah establishes a bedika on a daily basis, Shachris and Ben HaShemoshos, that's only for an Isha Shosekes Bitaros. And therefore she has to be Bodekes es Atzma to make sure that she's not going to be Metame Bitaros. Avo Labaila Muteres. Now, honestly, I thought that this was a big Chiddush, but the Gemara doesn't think so, and we'll see why. To say that when the Mishnah says Mishameshes Be'edim and requires Bedika for Tashmish, which is Labaila, that's not applicable unless she's working with Taros, I thought that was a big Chiddush of Shmuel. But the Gemara says Pshita. We have to understand that's Pashut. In other words, the Gemara is not willing to cut up the Mishnah into two pieces, and as I said before, to press the return button and suggest that Mishameshes Be'edim is a whole new discussion that's independent of the first part of the Mishnah, but rather it's all one entity. The Mishnah flows, and when it says in the Mishnah that she's Bodekes Shachris V'Arvis, which can only be because of what, Rabosai? Because of Taros. Then when it says Mishameshes Be'edim, we're talking about the same reality, and the takana of Shachris V'Arvis is being extended to include Tashmish. So therefore Shachris T'nan, so it's Pashut that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Osekes Petara. Eli Itmar Asefa Itmar. But rather the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is referring to the Sefer. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? We didn't read this part of the Mishnah, but we'll read it now. It says that Ubishashi Overes Lishamesh Es Besa, meaning when she completes any involvement in Taros, now she's finished with the Taros, so she's no longer Osekes B'Taros, that's called Hi Overes. is then Lashamish is Besa, she's now preparing for Tashmish. At that point, you might assume that since the Mishnah says she's completed her Hisaskus Vitaros, now we can press the return button. Now we have a new paragraph. And now the Mishnah is establishing that she needs a Bedika for Tashmish Amnita. On that, Omer Abiyuda, Omer Shmuel, again, hooking the Sefer back up to the Reisha, linking it up. Lo Shanu Ela V'Isha Suka Vitaros, the Migu, the Baya Bedika Litaros, that once the Chacham establishes Takana that she needs a Bedika for Taros, is therefore Baya Nami Bedika Labaila. So again, Habedika, let's say for example, let's take the case which is a little bit simpler to understand, Bedika Liachar Tashmish. What's the point of Bedika Liachar Tashmish? I mean, we suggested that it has a secondary impact. But its primary impact is to establish that now she could be Osekis Pitaros. Well, she's not Osekis Pitaros. She's completed her, you know, she's kneaded the dough and baked the dough, whatever it is, so the truma's already gebacked. And now she only needs Bedika for Baila. That's what we could have said. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, and he says, no, she needs a Bedika Litaros, Liachar Tashmish, and once the Chachamim established that, now we activate the principle of Migu, meaning an extension, and we extend this Takana, Bayanami Bedika Labaila, she needs a Bedika for her Baal. But again, who needs this Matir of a Bedika Labaila? Only a woman who in general is Osekis Pataros. At this particular moment, she's completed her Hisaskus Pataros, but she is an Osekis Pataros. Aval Eina Asuka Bitaros, if a woman has no relationship to Taros, again we have to see exactly what that means, back in that time, Lo Baya Bedika. She doesn't need a Bedika. The Gemara is going to assume that even this is Pshita, but before we get to the Gemara's objection, we see clearly a basis in the Gemara for Rashi's conclusion that our Noshim today should not require any Bedikas. And Rashi's going to insist that that's how we paskin, even though we're about to see on Daf Yud Beis, we're going to see the Shita of Rab Chanina ben Antignos. He's about to present the thesis that at least in the case of an Isha Sheila Veses, she needs a Bedika Labaila regardless of her Askus B'Taros. So some Rishonim are going to learn. Rashi is going to insist that no, any Bedika that we need is only because of Taros and only based on this principle of Migu, but Labaila, if it's pure Labaila, independent of any Hisaskus Betara, then there's no requirement of Bedika whatsoever. The Gemara says, Kamaiko Mashmalon Tanina, even this is in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, on Daf Tesvav, let's take a minute to fast forward to Daf Tesvav, because I want to show you the Rashi there on Daf Tesvav. Yavit Tesvav Abinal. If it's on the Maariv Kovos page, but just since the Gemara is quoting it, we'll pull it out of order. And the Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Bechezkas Tara Libal Lehem. Rashi says, below Bedika, that a woman is allowed to have Tashmish with her husband without a Bedika. Why? Because she's Bechezkas Tara. And Rashi adds, Shalohuskara Bedika. We have the Mishnah back here on Daf Yud Aleph, right? Did I get that right? Yud Aleph. And the Mishnah establishes that she needs Bedika as soon as she finishes with the Taras Labaila. That's only Le'asuka Betaros. If she's not Asuka Betaros, then she doesn't require Bedika Labaila. She doesn't need a Matir. She's Becheskas Tara. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Kol Anoshim Becheskas Tara Lebalein. So the very thrust of this Mishnah is to establish clarity about the previous Mishnah. Don't misunderstand the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph is telling me that independent of Taros, there's a Takana requiring Bedika Labaila, she needs a Matir Labaila. This Mishnah is telling you not so. Why? Because Kol Anoshim Becheskas Tara Lebalein. So as far as the Baal is concerned in and of itself, There's no need for a bedikah. We'll soon see that maybe she shouldn't even be very pious and super machmir on herself to do a bedikah. That's going to be the sugya of Libo Nakfa, Rav Zeri here on Yud Alpha Amid Beis. But before we get to that, the Gemara says, what is Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel saying? He's basically just reconciling two Mishnayos. One Mishnah says that she needs a bedikah before Tashmish and after Tashmish, she's finished with the Taros. The other Mishnah says, Kol Hanoshim Becheskas Taro Lebalem. The obvious reconciliation of these Mishnayos is that the Mishnah Daf Hezvav is talking when she's not Asuka B'Taros, the Mishnah Daf Yiralf is talking about Osekes B'Taros, in fact, to get Asik. So why do I need Rabbi Yudah B'Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Imi Masnisim, if we only had this contradiction of Mishnayos, and the Mishnah there on Tesvav assumes that she doesn't need a Bedika Levaila, Hava Mina Hani Mili Beisha Sheyesh La Veses. She doesn't have to be Choshesh that she'll have a Re'ias Dam at the time of Tashmish because she has a Veses. And the Veses establishes that she will not see until Shas HaVeses. So that's a Chazaka. Aval Isha She'ein La Veses by Bedika. I would say that when the Mishnah talks about Cheskas Tara Lebaleim, that's only a complete, total Cheskas Tara, which only applies to what kind of a woman?
Yesh
Lav Veses. But in the case of Ein Lav Veses, we cannot classify her, if not from Yudah B'Shmuel, as an Isha Shecheskas Tara Lebaleim. We can't describe her that way, because what kind of Chazak is it? Any minute she could have a Re'iyah. We don't know. It's a Hariyah, it's not connected to anything. It's not connected to Aflogos, it's not connected to Kfitzos, or to Achilos, or whatever it is. So she's got a random system. And if that be the case, then maybe the Mishnah's establishing here on Daf Yud Aleph that Chach, at least in the case of Anisha She'ela Veses, she requires a Bedika before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Regardless of his Askus Betara, is therefore Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel comes to tell me a chiddush that even an Isha She'ein Lav Veses, if she's not a Sukkah B'Taros, like our women today, is therefore Eina Tzrika B'dika Labayla. She needs no Het Labayla. So the Cheskas Taro Labalem that's formulated in the Mishnah Daf Tezvav extends, it's an all-extensive, the scope includes not only an Isha She'yesh Lav Veses, but even an Isha She'ein Lav Veses. The Gemara now asks Sakasha, V'ha Masnisin B'isha She'yesh Lav Veses Askinan. Once again, the Gemara keeps chappering, I don't need the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because the Mishnah itself is talking about Isha She'yesh Lav Veses, because it says Daya Shaita, the Halach of Daya Shaita, which is described, that's the description of the Mishnah's description of the Isha that we're talking about, only refers to an Isha She'yesh Lav Veses. If an Isha She'ein Lav Veses sees Dam, then we're Metamei Hataros L'mafreya, whether it's Beis Leis, so as we said, up to, but not earlier than, the Bedika that she had previously. The Gemara answers, Masnisan, our Mishnah, is Bein She'yesh Lav Veses, Bein She'ein Lav Veses. It's true. The Mishnah wants to tell me a Chiddush, that even if she has a Veses, she still requires a Bedika. The Takonis Bedika for a woman that's Osekes Petaros applies even to a woman who is Yesh Lav Veses. You would have thought that Kol Anoshim Yesh Lav Chazaka Cheskes Tara, and how much more so in the case of the special Chazaka of Orech Bizmano Bo Venisha Yesh Lav Veses. Why should we, even if we want to be Machmir Petaros, Ad Kan, if she's an Isha She'yesh Lav She'ein Lav Veses, okay, then I can justify the nervous tension, you know, the inhibitions of Chazal that generated this takon of Bedika. But in the case of Yesh Lav Veses, where her general Chazak of Tara is supported by a specific Chazaka that Orech Bizmano Bo, not before Zmano, therefore we should assume that she doesn't need a Bedika for Taros, is Kamash Balan. That's what the Mishnah wants to tell me, that Daya Shaita, that even in the case of an Isha She'yesh Lav Veses, she still needs a Bedika by virtue of this takanas chachamim, in order to protect truma and taros, and hakamashmalon the af algav the yeshla veses boy bedika migo the boy bedika le taros boy nami bedika le baila. So once again, this principle of bedika is only engendered by. And when there's a migu, meaning when there's hisaskus betaros, and this halacha that lebaila, meaning the Mishnah daf tesvav, where she's not osekus betaros, no need for bdika, applies not only to an isha sheyesh lo veses, but even to an isha she'ein lo veses, because the Mishnah daf yud aleph is addressing both an isha sheyesh lo veses and an isha she'ein lo veses. And establishes this takon of requiring bedika for taros. However, our Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, as an extension of the Mishnah Daf Yiralf, is saying, if she's osekes betaros. But if she's not osekes betaros, then kol anashim is becheskas taro lepaleim lo mi boy isha sheyesh lo veses el afilu isha shein lo veses. Now the Gemara asks a different question. Okay, I see where Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel is being mechadish, you know, lafuki from Ahavavi, that we could have misinterpreted the Mishnah, but Shmuel himself said it a different time. The Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Abba, Bar Yirmiya, Omer Shmuel. Now, Rabbos, I'm going to need your help here with the names, because the names are very important. I'm not good at remembering names, so keep in mind that now this statement is being made in the name of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya. Again, until now it was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now it's all of a sudden Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya Amar Shmuel. And we're going to see later on in the sugya that there may be a discrepancy here between one transmission, one tradition of what Shmuel said, and another tradition of what Shmuel said. Isha She'ela Veses Asura L'Shamesh Ad She'Tivdok. Okay, this is a Gemara Daf Yud Beis, and the impression you get is that now we're saying something totally different. We're talking about a woman who doesn't have a veses, and Asur L'Shamesh, you know, Shmuel was not necessarily addressing himself to a woman who's Osekes Betara, but the Gemara Daf Yud Beis is going to tell us that Basuka Betaros, that halacha, that a woman She'ein lo veses, it requires a bedika l'shamesh is only because she's asuka b'taros. And now we're going to have to ask, why does Shmuel single out an isha she'ein lo veses? Because we've already established that if she's osekes b'taros, then lo mi boy, it doesn't matter whether she's ein lo veses or even if she's yesh lo veses, she needs a bedika. That was the migu. So that we're going to see on Emir Hashem on Daf Yud Beis, but just to finish up on Daf Yud Aleph on Yud Beis, Tanya Nami Hachi, Bamedvar Mamurim Litaros, Aval Abayla Muteres. So as far as a woman who's not Osekes Bitaros, she doesn't need a Bedika to be Matar Labayla. Even without Bedika, she's Muteres Labayla. And again, we're talking about even a woman she'ein lo veses. Because again, as if the Gemara is saying Tanya Nami Hachi, meaning if this price is coming to support what we've been position. What we've established, that when Shmuel limits our Mishnah to an Isha Shel Sekes Betaros, our Mishnah Yud Aleph, he's talking Bein V'yesh lo veses, Bein V'yein lo veses. Meaning, both extremes. If we're talking about Osekes Betaros, then even if she's a yesh lo veses, she needs these bedikas, because that's the way Chazal established the protection of truma and taros. If on the other hand we're talking about eino sekes b'taros, then we go to the other extreme, and we establish that even a woman she'ein lo veses is muteris labayla. So this braisa is certainly talking about a case of an isha, even the case of an isha she'ein lo veses, she's still muteris labayla. Bamedvar mamurim. However, this heter labayla is conditional. I mean, heter without bedika is sheinicha becheskas tahora, aval hinicha becheskas tmeya. In other words, he checked out on a trip, a business trip, and at that point she was Tmeya. Now he comes back. Is Li'olam Hibitum Asa, doesn't matter how long he left, Ashit Tomerlo Tahorani. And this, you may recall, we discussed the nemanus of an Isha to establish herself as Tahora even against a Cheskas Tuma. And that's based on the Pasuk V'Safal. Okay then? Now, Rabosai, if somebody can follow me on the Marma Kovas page, I think we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Correct? Boy Minei Rabbi Zeid. I meant to say Yud Bet. What did I say?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Yud Bet Amud Aleph. Boy Minei Rabbi Zera Mi Rabbi Yehuda. Isha Mao Shetivdok Atzma Lebaila. Now wait a second. If we're talking about an Isha Shol Sekes Betara, what is the question? It doesn't make any sense. Correct? Because the Mishnah already establishes that Takana. So we must be talking about an issue of Lebaila without Shol Sekes Betara. And now the Gemara is raising the possibility, Reb Zera, that perhaps she, although she's not obligated to make this bedikah that we've established over and over again, but nevertheless, maybe it's not a bad idea. So she wants to be machmer on herself. Amar lei. So Reb Yehuda responds to Reb Zera, lo tivdok. So next time somebody comes up with a chumrah, tell them about this gemara. You know, not every chumrah is definitely recommended. This chumrah is not recommended. And the poskim here, if they follow along Rashi shita, not the Rif shita, not the shita of the Rambam, then they're going to be very excited because not only is Rashi telling us, and according to Rashi, that's the Mishnah Daf Tezvav, that if she's not Osekas Betara, she doesn't require a matir of Bedika Labayla, but moreover, it's not even a good idea. Amalei lo tivdok, v'tivdok u'mabakach. What are we losing here? What are we jeopardizing? So she wants to be Bodekas before Tashas to be absolutely sure that she's Tahora. And the answer is, Imkein libo nokfo poresh. So it seems from this Gemara that there may be various reasons as to why a Baal might be tempted to be Poresh Mi Ishto if she makes this Bedikim for Tashmish. The natural, I would say, the intuitive response to this would be that since she's making, why is she making this Bedikah? You know, he asks himself, why is she making the Bedikah right before Tashmish? The Chachamim did not establish this Bedikah. This is not a standard required Bedikah. The answer must be that she had some sort of hargasha. She felt that maybe Dam was coming out of her body, and therefore he's going to be Poresh. However, I just want to mention to you that although the Ramban does accept that, what I call intuitive approach, the Ramban goes even a step further. And he adds that even if after the Bedikah, she tries to calm down her husband by telling him that she didn't find Dam, says Rav Ami Komakom Hu Choshesh, he still is going to be Libo Nokfa. Why? Because Yeshla Yore, he's afraid. Let me just read to you the language of the Ramban here. He quotes it. He says, Kevan Hergisha, since she had that hargosha, again, that was the first chashash that he had. Vada yotze mimenu tipas dam ktana kigargil chardol viavda be'ed. In other words, he's not even going to rely on her bedika when she testifies, says Rabban, that she had an aid noki, that it was clean, because since he's already libo nokfo, because his answer to the question, as the Israelis would say, mapit om, if you're familiar with that phrase, why all of a sudden is she making a bedika when the halacha doesn't require her to make a bedika? The answer is she had some argosha. He's going to assume that definitely some dam came out, and even though she made a bedika, he's not going to be calmed down by the bedika. That's the Ramban. However, not everybody has that take. According to the Ramban quoting Rashi, okay, that was the Ramban himself, he says that the aid shebodka bo lifnei tashmish eino bodekes liar haner. The reason why the husband is not going to rely on her bedika when she tells her husband here the results is because they're having beer, they're having tashmish mita at night, and the only way she could check this aid is by holding it up to the candlelight. So candlelight might be very romantic in other situations, but here it's anti-romantic because he's not going to rely on this bedika la'ara ner, and therefore he's going to be poresh. Now you might ask, what happens l'machar? Tomorrow she's going to take this aid and she's going to look at it li'ar ha'chavalar ha'shemesh, right? He says, yesh lomar shachashashu shalomachar yirat sheyesh dam al habdika. In other words, he's afraid of the following scenario. On the one hand, she has a cheskes tara, correct? On the other hand, there's, in his mind at least, the latest hasafik, why is she making this bedika? On the third hand, she shows him the aid, and it's clean. On the fourth hand, he's not going to rely on this clean aid, according to Ramban, because maybe she missed the dam, or according to the Ramban's interpretation of Rashi, because it was Liar Haner. And then, what's going to happen in the phobia, if you will, of the Baal, tomorrow she's going to look at it, Lara Chama, and lo and behold, she finds dam. Now, you might ask, well, okay, so she found dam, but why does that guilt, what's the word, how do you make guilt into a verb? Why does that guilt him? Help me with the English here. My wife thinks I make up words in English all the time, so I just made up a new word. Why do we guilt him?
Culpate him.
Why do we, what?
Culpate him.
Culpate? Wow, that's a fancy one. I'm going to have to look that up. I haven't heard that word since I was studying for my college board.
I don't know. Maybe.
With those flashcards. You know. But anyway, why do we incriminate him, whatever word you want to use? After all, he had everything to rely on. I mean, she had a cheskes tara, she made a bedika, there was nothing on the bedika. Like, what's the problem here? So the Ramban says that since in his mind he had a chashash, that maybe she had this hargosh and this dam, therefore, even though he's not convinced 100%, he's being boel a suffik nida. Wow, pretty heavy. Again, this is all based on the fact that he, the Baal, thinks that maybe she'll find dam. And indeed, she did find dam. Again, we only clarified that by daylight in the morning, but Igloi Milsim Afreya, that again, he wasn't Boel and Nida, but he's Boel and Suffolk Nida. And for that, he feels very, very badly about it. Then, there are other Rishonim here. And they say the following. They say that if she makes a bedika li'or haner before tashmish, what is the chashash of the Baal? Kevon shetzrichu a bedika harei eino muchzekes petara, and therefore shemalo bodka heitev bechorin ustokim. No, it's the very moment that he thinks that she's making a bedika because she has to make a bedika, and why does she have to make a bedika? Because she had some sort of a hargosha. At that point, he's going to be afraid that she didn't do an adequate bedika, which is called bechorin ubistokim. What else did I want to point out before we go on? Okay. Now, he has here a discussion between a shoel and a meshiv regarding the following question: Misha rotza lahachmir al atzmo lahatzrich bedika. What if the Baal himself says to her, "Let's be machmir, and I would like you to do a bedika"? So he quotes a Tshuvas Haran that Yikare Tzanua V'kosher. So this is fascinating because this chashash that we had in our Gemara is only because she initiated the bedika. But if he requested the bedika, again, even though she's not obligated to, then it becomes a negative description of her. now becomes a positive description. Now he's called a tzanua v'kasha. So I'm just pointing this out to you as an introduction. As you know, when we get into the sugya, we'll have to figure this all out. Okay, now we get to the main sugya for today, and that's going to be on Daf Yud Beis. Right, so we started Daf Yud Beis with Rav Zera and the response of Rav Yehuda, and now we go on to the Gemara here in the middle of the Daf. So it's hard for me to tell you exactly where it is, but you should see Gufa. And what's a good sign?
It's dead center.
Dead center, right? It's really dead center. And if you see the Tosis on the left bane, maybe that helps a little bit. I don't know. Okay. Gufa. Omar Abzera, Omar Abba, Bar Yirya, Omar Shmuel. Isha, the Gemara had quoted this in passing, but now the Gemara is going to discuss it in great detail. Isha she'ela veses asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdok. You may recall that Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya seems to have a different tradition of what Shmuel was saying. Until now we've been establishing that according to Shmuel, there is no such thing as bedika, whether it's isha sheyesh la veses or even isha sheyin la veses. We're not going to require bedika. Kol anoshim becheskas tara lebaleim. Then enter stage a different quote in the name of Shmuel by Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, and he's willing to say that Shmuel is going to compromise and require a bedika in the case of an isha sheyin la veses. And asur l'shamesh ad shetivdok. Okay? Now, we're going to soon see, I know Yechiel is eager to see this inside, Rashi, Dibra Masel Isha, but we're going to soon see that Rashi once again is going to push the agenda that we're talking about in Isha Sekes Bitaros. Because again, Rashi l'shitos is unwilling to yield. He is absolutely insistent on the fact that in Isha, no matter what, whether she's muteris, whether she's yesh la veses or ein la veses, is muteris labayel becheskes tara without a bdikah, because she's not osekes bitara. So therefore, Rashi is compelled to assume that this Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, in the name of Shmuel, would also be on board. And if he's being machmir for asura l'shamish ad shetivdok, it's only a case of an isha she'ein la veses, and only in the case of osekes bitaros. Again, the question is going to be, well, if she's Osekas Petaros, then we got the impression from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was talking about even in Isha, Sheyeshla Veses, that she needs a Bedika Litashmish. So why, according to Rashi, is Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya focusing on an Isha She'ela Veses? Omale Rab Zera L'Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya. Rabbi Zera responds, he says, "Ein la veses boy bedika, yesh la veses lo boy bedika." We've already established that our Mishnah is a general takana, straight across the board, all inclusive, requiring a bedika for osekas betaros, even if what, even if she's an isha she yesh la veses. So why are you telling me, oh, ein la veses tricha bedika labayla? That's not true. The Mishnah said, and the Mishnah explicitly is referring to Yesh La Veses because it says Daya Shaita. You can add that to boot. Okay. Now, the Gemara says the following. Omar Le. So who's talking now? Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya. He's responding to the objection of Rabbi Zera. This certainly is a chi of bedika, as you say, for every woman. Even a woman sheyesh la veses. Why then did I quote Shmuel as saying dafka the case of an isha she'ein la veses? So now, what Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya is going to establish is a difference between the takonas bedika of yesh la veses and the takonas bedika of ein la veses. And again, the premise is, according to Rashi, that we're talking about Osekes Betara. I can't repeat that often enough for myself. All right. So the Gemara says the following: what's the difference between Yeshla Veses and Eila Veses in terms of Chomas Bedika? Yeshla Veses, Eira Boy Bedika. In other words, maybe at this moment she's not befoal, actually working the dough. You know, she's being Osekes Betara befoal, but at least she is awake, and if she's awake, then she's re'uya. Let's call it that. You know, it's like kol haroi lebila. She's re'uya li'al sosekes betara. Betaros. And therefore she requires a bedika. Now lebaila, again because of the migu, from taros to baila. However, yeshena, if she's asleep, and now at this point her status is eina re'uya, Lasok Betaros. And by the way, again, this requires a whole shir unto itself. What's the status of a sleeping person in general in Halacha? And this would be one of the major sources. I know someone who put together a whole bunch of sources on what the status of a person who's sleeping. And then Al Chakir about Purim, it says, Adzalo Yada, it says, Achich, and the Rabbah writes, Achich Hatfeno Shena. So they have a Chakir, what's the din of a Yashen? Is it Pshat that he's Chayev, but he's an Onus, or he's not Chayev at all? Because he's a new status. Here you see in the Gemara that Yashen is a new status. If he's asleep, is Paka Shem Gavra, you know, the Shina Gavra here. He now is considered, or she's now considered, Eina Re'uya Lasok Betaras. And therefore, lo boy bedika, she doesn't require bedika. However, that's only with regard to an isha sheyeshla vesis. Then we're willing to, so to speak, be lenient, to bend the rules a little bit, and forego the requirement of bedika for the sake of this woman who is yeshena because she's eina re'uya lasok betara. So we have that exception to the rule. However, isha she'eila vesis is Bein Eira, Bein Yeshena, Boy Bedika. Aye, she's sleeping and she's Eina Ru'uya. Live. His Askus Betara. No. Sleep is just a temporary state. It's not a Shina Gavra, as we said. And therefore, we're going to be Machmir in the case of Eila Veses to require that, you know, you have to wake her up before Tashmish in order to guarantee that she fulfills her obligation to set up the Matir of Bedika. But Rabosai, again, what we're seeing here in this sugya is that there are two general rules and a very, shall I say, limited exception to the rule. The two general rules are that an isha osekes betaros requires bedika, and the second rule is that an isha she'eino osekes betaros does not require bedika, lebaila. The exception to the rule is going to be the case of an isha sheyeshla veses yeshena, and that is that she doesn't require bedika labayla. We're going to suspend the migu because she's not considered osekes betara. She's not ruuya lios osekes betara. Omar Rava vilema le yeshla veses letara boy bedika. Lebaila lo boy bedika, Eila vesis afil lebaila nami boy bedika. Here's where Rashi gets a little nervous, because for the first time we see explicitly that the Gemara is raising the possibility that an isha lebaila might need a bedika. And the question is going to be: are we talking about a case of an isha shosekes betara? Or we talk about an isha she'eino sekes betara. And again, we'll have to, what I say to you now is with limited liability, but I think at this point in the sugya, I'm going to try to prove this to you, the Gemara is suggesting, Rava is suggesting, that perhaps the requirement of bedika labaila exists even without osekes, meaning independent of osekes, but only with regard to an isha shein lo veses. So if you, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, have this tradition in the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel made a difference between yesh lo veses and ein lo veses, and maybe that distinction is very fundamental. And in the case of yesh lo veses, she does not need a bedikah labayla, correct, because of the chazaka that we spoke about. But in the case of Eila Veses, afilu labayla nami boy bedikah. Correct? Why? Because if it's Eila Veses, she doesn't have any sort of chazaka that she'll see only at a certain specific time. And Rava says, Midalo Omar Hachi, from the fact that Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya did not offer such an answer, Shmamina, we derive the conclusion that Kasavar Shmuel, he understood in the name of Shmuel, Kol Labayla Loboy Bedika, that there's no such thing as a Bedika Labayla when there's no Migul Itaros, even in the case of an Isha She'en Lo Vesus. So we can take a breath, so to speak, a sigh of relief, because Baruch Hashem, it comes out that according to the Maskonas HaSugya, Rav is insisting that even Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, who all of a sudden requires a Medika, L'chumra, in the case of an Isha, She'en Lo Veses, that's only if she's Osekes L'Tara. But Shmuel's principle still remains sturdy and intact, namely, Kol Labayla Lo Boy Bedika. Good. Now we turn to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and here's where the going gets rough, and here's where Rashi Shita becomes very problematic. Now we're talking about an Isha She'en Lo Veses. We're on line 6, I think it is. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tana Rabbanan. Isha She'en Lo Veses Asura L'Shamesh. In other words, she needs L'chora Bedika. I mean, that's going to be Rav Chanina Ben Antignos. Now we're seeing Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir wants to claim that, as we say in Hebrew, Ein La Pitaron. You know, there's no solution. He's not going to even rely on Bedika for an Isha She'en Lo Veses. But let me ask you, Rabosai, what are we dealing with? Are we talking about the case of Osekes Bitaros? I mean, according to Rashi Shita L'chora, that's where we have to push the envelope. It can't be. No way, no how, that this Brisa is talking about Osekes Bitaros. How do I know that? What are the first two words of the first two halachic rulings of this braisa? Elo loksuba. What are we talking about, Rabosai? We're talking about the marriage itself. We're not talking about taros. No way, no how can you tell me that this woman, you know, let's say she has a serious problem with taros. Okay, so you know what? We'll make a gzera that she has to stay away from taros. You know, don't touch truma and don't touch taros. Fine. But we're not going to be motzi on mitachas baila. Obviously, the subject of this braisa, and Rashi's going to have to sweat this out, really difficult, is isha labaila, period, neto, without any connection to lasot bitaros. Ela lo ksuba, lo peros, lo mizonos, lo blos, viyotzi, v'eno maxer olamis, divrei Rabbi Meir. There's no hope for this woman. Not only that, his kiddushin are kiddushe tos. It says yotzi. He cannot. He's not even chayav to pay the ksuba. The whole marriage, according to Rabbi Meir, was predicated on a mistaken premise. Again, we have to go through all these details about why the Brisa mentions, you know, different aspects of her ksuba. For example, it says velo peros, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Nixay Malug. Now, L'chor Nixay Malug means that he has rights to eat the peros within the framework of a ksuba. Here, if you're being mafkia, you're undermining the marriage. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Mastam Velo Peros. It's about 15 lines down from the top of your base of Yudbeis. Rashi says, V'lo, I'm reading, well, what's the chiddush here of Rabbi Meir? We don't say, Kaver the Ein Lo Ksuba Imeno Ishtakach Delav Ishtohi. Right, he married her on the false premises, and therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. Is therefore lihader nami peri di achal. he should have to return all the peiros that he ate until now, which are worth who knows how much. Kamash Mullah, the Brisa wants to say no. Whatever he ate, we're going to look the other way. He ate beheter because he didn't know that she was an Isha Shein La Veses. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. But we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. What does he say? He says, Mishameshes Mishnei Eid. So again, we're talking about an Isha Shein La Veses. And we're finally establishing that an Isha Shein La Veses needs Shnei Eidim. And again, what does this phrase Shnei Eidim mean? It means one before Tashmish and one Liachar Tashmish. You remember we discussed this. And the Kavanah here, the intention of Chanina ben Antignos, is that if an Isha does not have a Veses, is Asura L'Shamish in Baila L'lo B'dika HaKodemes, meaning you need a B'dika L'fnei Kodem Tashmish, that B'dika is going to be Matir L'Baila. In the case of Eidla Veses, Rabbi Chanina establishes that she's Asura L'Baila. Now once again, are we going to insist that we're talking about a case of an Isha Shosekes B'taros? It's very hard to say that. In Rav Meir it's impossible to say, because Rav Meir is saying that the whole marriage is on the rocks. She cannot have a relationship with her husband, and even the B'dika is not going to, it's not going to do us any good. Rav Chanina says we'll rely on the B'dika. Hein ivuseha. I don't know, you have different yourselves here. Vehein tikuneha. It means that this B'dika, depending on the results, could either work against her or for her. If she finds dam, then we have a real problem, because if she finds dam liachar tashmish, then we have to assume that she's tmei l'baila and she was a roa dam achmas tashmish. That's, as we said before, is a sugya to itself. But the main chiddush, the main thrust of Rabbi Chanina against Rabbi Meir is hein tikunel, that these eidim, these bedikos, will be masakina. So that you're telling me, Rabbi Meir, she can't have relations with her husband? No. Let her make a bedika before tashmish, and she doesn't find dam, and therefore she's allowed to have tashmish. And even after tashmish, she doesn't find dam, she's not a tmeya. And again, it's not a very comfortable situation here, in the case of an Isha Shein La Veses. But nevertheless, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is salvaging the marriage, and he's saying that she has a solution, and that is a bedika before tashmish, and a bedika liachar tashmish. Now, presumably, liachar tashmish, you need two bedikos. So he'll have to make a bedika, and she'll have to make a bedika. I don't know, we'll have to see, that's the rif's business. But before tashmish, she has to make a bedika. And therefore, it would seem that if we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, then we are accepting l'chora a bedika, in the case at least of an Isha Shein La Veses, to be Matir Holabaila, and presumably that has nothing to do with what?
With
Taras. So if you'll fast forward a little bit to Omrab Yehuda Omer Shmuel, this is the last, let's say, 10 lines in the Perek, it says Halacha Kireb Chanina Ben Antignos. Now we're in deep trouble over here, because we've been relying on the tradition of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and there's no difference between an Isha She'ein La Veses and an Isha She'yesh La Veses. In all cases, either she's Osekes Petara and she always needs a B'dik even Yesh La Veses, or she's Ein Osekes Petara and therefore she doesn't need a B'dik even if she's a Yesh, even if she's an Ein La Veses. And now all of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Shmuel as paskaling like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, which means that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos requires, in the case of an Isha She'ein La Veses, a B'dika L'Baila. In fact, two B'dikas, one before Tashmish and one Liachar Tashmish. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, B'mai, Iba Asuka B'taros. If this psak like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is talking about a case where she's Osekes B'taros, Ha'omar Shmuel Chada Zimna. Again, we have to add something here to the Gemara. We'll see why the Gemara omitted it. It means that even in the case of Yesh La Veses, she still needs a B'dika L'Baila. That was the Migu. V'Iba She'ena Asuka B'taros, Ha'omar. Didn't Shmuel commit himself to the position Kol L'Baila Lo Boy B'dika? And then the Gemara introduces Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmi on his tradition of Shmuel. The Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmi of Shmuel, Isha Shein Lo Veses, Asura L'Shamesh, Ad Shetivdok. Vokimna, the Gemara back on Daf, Yud Beis of an Alf assumes that that case is Basuka B'Taros. So at this point we're assuming that if she's Asura B'Taros, Shmuel holds that at least in the case of Ein Lo Veses, she needs a Medika before Tashmish and a Medika after Tash, which we wanted to insist that that applies even in the case of Yeshlov Vesis. So that itself is an issue. But be that as it may, we now have an open stira, because on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Shmuel as saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, which means that this woman needs a bedika. And yet on the other hand, we have another tradition of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya in the name of Shmuel, which tells me that only in the case of Asuka B'Taros, in Anisha Shein Lo Veses, she needs a B'dika. And yet, according to the original tradition here of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, it would seem that even in the case of Ein Lo Veses, even in the case, of Eina Asuka B'Taros, she still needs a B'dika L'Baila if she's an Ein Lo Veses. And the Gemara answers, and with this the Gemara concludes the Perek. The Gemara says, Man Damasni Ha, Lo Masni Ha. In other words, there are two contradictory traditions of what Shmuel held. Is Shmuel saying that only an Isha Hosekes B'Tara Tzricha B'dika, an Isha Shein Hosekes B'Tara doesn't need B'dika? And that certainly seems to be one tradition of one representation of Shmuel. But then the Gemara says, Ma'an Masni Ha, Lo Masni Ha. So one person had a tradition of Shmuel, and the other person didn't have that tradition. So Rabbi Yehuda says now in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. That's not the same tradition of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmi in the name of Shmuel. Because according to Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmi in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel never said that the halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. So Rabosa, I see it's getting late. I just want to make one more point here. And this is where we want to pick it up on Yom Revi'i. If you take a look at Rashi, approximately 8 lines up from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, Rashi says, Hachash me'ina da'locha ki rabbi chanina, chanina meaning ben Antignos, uka osa mishnah, like that mishnah later on Daf Tesvav, de asuka bitaros boy bedika. Again, Rashi is insisting l'shitaso that any requirement of bedika, even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, has to be predicated on the assumption that she's asuka bitaros. Otherwise, there's no requirement of bedika. So basically, according to Rashi, the only question that still remains outstanding, which we have to analyze, is what's the special status going to Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya of an Isha Shein Lo Veses? Because again, we're back to the bare bones regulations that govern Bedika, namely, Osekes Petara, she always requires Bedika, Ein Osekes Petara, she doesn't require Bedika. V'hachi Ikar. However, the Eastim of Farshi, there's another Shita, shall we call it a Shita Rishonim? And hopefully we'll see which Rishonim maintain this Shita. Ki Hai Lishna. They understand it this way. V'al Omar Shmuel Chana Zimna Liel Du Kimna L'masnisim Dikatoni B'shameshes B'yedim Basuka B'taros. How could it be that Shmuel repeats himself, and we're only talking about a case of Osekes Petara? Mandamasli ho, lo masli ho, says Rashi. Li olam, please underline these three words. You'll only see it once in Rashi, in the whole Masechta Nida. Li olam b'she'ena asuka. She's not involved in Taros, and yet she has to have a B'dika L'Baila. Udekashala. Loch. Now you'll ask the question to Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya. Ahod Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, you're going to tell me, according to the Eastern Mepharshi, that Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, which means that there is such an institution of a requirement of Bdika L'Baila, even if she's not Osekes B'Tara. On the other hand, we said in the name of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, and he's also quoting Shmuel, that in his version of Shmuel, only if she's Asuka B'Taros, only then does she require Bdika. Says Rashi, Udekashalof de Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya Ahod de Rabbi Yehuda Lo Tikshi. Why? Because Amoroi Nino Aliba the Shmuel. How do you translate those four words? There's two traditions as to what Shmuel actually said. So according to one tradition, Rashi admits in the name of the Yistam of Farshi that even in a case of Eina Suka Bitaros is required of Dika as a Matil of Baila. Again, it might be limited to Eina Veses, but nevertheless the institution exists. And that's going to be the tradition of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel that we paskin, that Shmuel paskins like whom? Like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. And as we said before, the Brisa that records Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina is addressing the case of Isha Labaila independent of Taros. That's the Chor of the Pshat. We have Rabbi Abba Bar, what was his name again? Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, who says that according to Shmuel, if she's Eino Sekes Patara, she never ever needs a Bdika. Lo Mivohi, Yeshla Veses Elafilu, Eino Veses. That's a different tradition in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel. Good, I'm happy you're awake. That's good. Vitoim Vidavar.
Somebody's mistaken.
The Istam of Farshi, I think, are mistaken. Meaning, Rashi is not tolerant, you know, he's intolerant of this Eastern Mepharshi. Dim Kain Kashin the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Now you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda's tradition has it, that in the case of Yeshla Ves, of Eila Vesas at least, she requires a Bedika L'Baila. Now Rabbi Yehuda himself is contradicting himself. To Iu Gufa, Rabbi Yehuda himself quoted Shmuel as saying, the Eina. We saw this already on Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda's tradition of Shmuel is that kol hanoshim becheskas hetel v'aleihen, if they're not oskim v'taros, and the only ones who require bedika are oskim v'taros. Now you're telling me that Shmuel says that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that even if Eino Sekes Patara, she needs a Bedika? That cannot be. Because, again, who's quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya? Wasn't it Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
Yes? Double check me on that. Go back to your base of an Alf. I think it says this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, is it not? So now, how could Rabbi Yehuda, on the one hand, assume that Labaila, she never ever requires a bedika if she's Eino Sekes Betaro, and at the same time, tell me that Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that in a case of Eino Sekes Betaro, if it's Eino Vesis, she needs a bedika L'Baila. Therefore, Rashi rejects this Istam of Farsh. And Rabosa, what we want to do, Mirtz Hashem on Yom Revi'i, is to try to really investigate this Istam of Farsh and see if there are Rishonim, whether it's the Rif, whether it's the Rambam, there's a Ran that we have to see, there's also a Rosh that we have to see, whether these Rishonim insist that even in a case of our Noshim today, who are not involved in Taros, nevertheless, we paskin according to Shmuel, who paskins according to Rav Chanina ben Antignos, that she requires a Bidika to be Matar on the Baila, at least in the case of an Isha, So that's where we are today. Most of today's shiur was just an introduction to Shitas Rashi, and Rashi insists that Kenitzai, there's no such thing that's possible that there's an independent Chiyuv B'dika or Baila. In fact, Rashi would probably insist, as we saw in Rav Zera Libo Nokfa, that that's something that should be avoided. There's no room for taking upon yourself a Chumra Yisera because it is undermining. The only thing that we didn't do, but that we'll do again on Yom Revi'i, if you may see on the Mar Makomos, that we had the Mishnah Daf Yudalid, which says that Derech Benos Yisrael Meshamshos Bebeis Edim. Again, Rashi is going to have to assume that that Mishnah is talking about a case of Osekes Betara, which is a little bit difficult to kvetch. And we didn't see the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, which says Kol Ayad HaMarva lived up in Osha Mishubeches. And here the Mishnah seems to be very proud and very encouraged, recommending that a woman should be constantly doing bedikas. Well, according to Rashi, that's not true. If she's Osekes Betara, she's required to do bedikas. If she's not, then stay away from it. So what is that Mishnah all about? Okay? So that's what Billy Nender will do on Yom Rabbi. All right? It's good.